Right, okay. So I'm staying in Bradford somewhere, and I come up to Bradford...
Bradford School of Media and Arts. Right. Of Arts and Media.
And I'm talking to...
Kath Hartner.
What's about?
The degree show, 2015 degree show, which includes my own work, having spent 8 years in part-time art study. 6 years on the degree course.
And you've got two displays here.
Yes, it's in two parts. It's all the same theme, but...
Tell me about the theme.
The theme is mortality and memory.
How did you come to that?
Well, it stems back to starting in art. I was actually interested in landscape, and I became interested in landscape's relation to memory and how memory is held in landscape and displayed through landscape. But it gradually moved on to more to do with human memory and mortality over the course of the years. It's just naturally evolved. But in the last year or so particularly, as has coincided with the deaths of a number of friends and relatives and colleagues and increasing frailty of very elderly parents, and just mortality has become more and more to the forefront of my mind. So it's gradually sort of focused in on the idea of mortality and death and what it is and how we deal with it and how we approach it.
So what we're standing in front of at the moment are body prints.
Yes.
How do these body prints represent mortality?
In the fact that, A, they are body prints and the body decays, and we all have a body and we'll all lose it, in the materials that they're made from and the stances, which is partly coincidence, but the stances are reminiscent of certain images to do with death and mortality. But the materials used are oil, bone ash and sanguine powder. And oil was used to make the prints. The body was actually covered with oil, and the body used as actual printing plate.
Yeah.
And oil is used to anoint the body of the dead and the dying in Christian traditions and other traditions.
And why the bone ash and the sanguine?
Bone ash because is what would become bone. Body decays, there's bone left, funeral pyres.
Mm-hmm.
It's also easily available from the ceramics department because it's a common component in ceramic glazes. And it's got a pale greyish cream colour.
Yeah.
And initially I just wanted to use that, but when I put it, I basically sprinkled it on the wet oil and the oil picks it up and it sticks. But it was very pale and didn't give much image. So I wanted to highlight it, and I came across this sanguine powder on an art supply website, and it's a terracotta coloured powder. I don't know what it's made from. But simply because it was called sanguine powder, and sanguine, the word sanguine has roots in meanings. The meanings of the root of the word sanguine are linked to blood. And
yes,
sanguinity was one of the four humours linked to the blood in the body.
Yeah.
So it all just sort of, the connotations of those materials tied in nicely with the themes.
Mm.
So the bone ash was sprinkled over the oil and picked up, and then the sanguine powder around the edges to highlight give shape to the forms.
Okay. So do you want to add anything to that before we go over to the other part of the exhibition?
Just in that there's a couple of the shapes in particular, a couple of the prints in particular, the stances they're in are reminiscent of other things to do with mortality, and that one of them, quite by chance, I made the prints, and the arms and legs are in the position almost identical to the Hindu image of the dancing Shiva, the Nataraj. The arm, one leg up and the arms round. And Shiva, of course, is the destroyer and the preserver.
Both, of course.
So that really was coincident, but it just clicked in and fitted so nicely.
So you've got a Christian and a Hindu theme in there, Christian oil and the Hindu dancer.
Yeah, and I suppose oil is used in Hindu rites as well.
Yes, maybe.
And then another of the body prints... which I nearly rejected because it's smudged and spoiled, but there's so much movement and I liked it. And then it twigged that it actually is very much in the position of the skeletons you see dancing in medieval Danse Macabre woodcuts.
Oh.
So again, it just seemed to fit.
Okay, thanks, Kath. Right, we'll leave that for a minute and go off to the other ones. Okay.